Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
Of the pond, cutting back the wild growth. I think they're gonna find their weed eaters are ill prepared for this dense brush. But we'll probably hear them as we go. All right. Well, closer to home, or at least home to me, is in Canada. Justin Trudeau is proposing a freeze on all handgun ownership. That is right. All handguns. It should introduce a total ban on the buying and selling of all handguns, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said. The government's proposing a new law that would freeze private ownership of all short-barreled firearms. The legislation wouldn't ban the ownership of handguns outright, but would make it illegal to buy them. Mr. Trudeau's proposal comes days after a deadly shooting at a Texas primary school, which we talked about briefly. It's been all over the news. It's been all the Sunday shows and Sunday papers. It's pretty rough. But no, we've kind of got a better idea of the timeline and everything. And it's nothing's really changed. The police showed up. They were scared. And so they didn't go in and rescue the kids. And then when other state police showed up, they were also too scared. And so nobody went in to save the kids, and so then they were all slaughtered. And that's just kind of the short, long and short of it. If you're, the police don't have any obligation to protect people or to defend people or do anything to help the public. And if they don't have any obligation, then they don't have to. And so they can't be persecuted if they did kill. They could have gone in there and shot those kids themselves, which is about what they did. And nothing happens to them. The police chief is going to be on their city council, you know. Anyway, just a bunch of cowards. If you see a cop, just let them know they're a coward.
Pretty windy, clear skies. Making it to the shady spot. Had a powerful therapy session today, so it went over a few minutes, and I accidentally broke my laptop display, so that'll be fun to explain to my manager tomorrow or Monday. But anyway, welcome one and all. It's currently 6, high of 10, low of -2. It's going to be windy all day. Next week, we're expecting rain almost all week. One of my buddies, his relative, his dad, owns a motorcycle shop. So they're going to buy my two not currently ridden, not operable motorcycles and take them home. You know, they're going to take them to their shop and fix them and sell them. So that should be good. But that means for the first time in a long time, I won't have a motorcycle at all. I'll have 0 motorcycles by the end of next week. So then after it finishes raining, then I'll go out and find another motorcycle. The question is, given that this next motorcycle is also likely to be stolen, how much do I spend on it? And what kind of anti-theft do I deal with, you know? Like, do I spend the $200 to get the GPS battery-mounted tracker, you know? I don't know. Do I just put a chain around the... It's like, I don't know. There's a lot of things. But I'm here at the rooftop, and traffic is low. We've got two or three vehicles going at every cycle. A lot of them are dirty. Since we're expecting rain, I think people aren't washing them. But anyway, let's check in with Calm, see what's going on. We got WX Boss in the house. We got Ratsu, Quentin, and the Z-Man. Publius is here. Publius is switching on the laser printer to print some more copies of Blast. All right. Yeah. Yep. Starstrip Troopers has a bug hunter, too. Let's see what's going on. Let me scroll back in Calm. Maybe there's some recent history that'll make sense of this. Boy, howdy, is this a weird story. Tobe has been saying O-P-O-J to rhyme with O-Plague in French for decades. I don't know what this is. All right, anyway. Friday news. Hey, Claudia, man. All right, let's just get into it. We got a bunch of news today. And as always, you can go to mnw.sdf.org/NTM, news to me, and you can see the stories for today, if you're so inclined, for January 18th, excuse me, 19th, 19th, why did it say 18th, 19th, there we go. 3 killed and 77 injured, where? Well, in Africa, of course, good sir, in southern Nigeria, 2 people have died and 2 people died, 77 others injured, after a massive blast rocked more than a dozen buildings in one of Nigeria's largest cities Tuesday night. The governor said Wednesday, as rescue workers dug through the rubble in search of those feared trapped. Residents in the southwestern state of Oyo's densely populated Ibadan City, that's I-B-A-D-A-N, city, heard a loud blast around 7... blast, just like a certain Zion I know about. At about 7:45 p.m., causing panic as many fled their homes. By Wednesday morning, security forces cordoned off the area while medical personnel and ambulances were on standby. Preliminary investigations show the blast was caused by explosives stored for use in illegal mining operations. The governor, Seyi Makinde, told reporters after visiting the site in the Bodija area of Ibadan. We have already deployed first responders and all relevant agencies to carry out comprehensive search and rescue operations. The explosion, illegal mining in mineral-rich Nigeria is common and has been a major concern for authorities. However, it's mostly done in remote areas where arrests are difficult and where safety procedures are rarely followed. So, pretty rough. massive blast. So it's troubling, it's sad that they died. Meanwhile, on a positive side, an Oregon teen has saved a baby. Mahia Washington noticed a flash outside her home this week in Portland, where a dangerous storm had coated the city with ice. Opening her blinds, she saw a red SUV with a downed power line on it and a couple who had been putting their baby in the car. The woman screamed to her boyfriend to get the baby to safety, and he grabbed the child and began to scramble up the driveway on concrete so slick it was almost impossible to walk. But before he made it up halfway, he slid backwards and his foot touched the live wire. A little fire, then smoke, Washington said. The mother, 6 months pregnant, tried to reach the baby, but she too slipped and was electrocuted. So was her 15-year-old brother, who came out to help. Washington, only aged 18, was on the phone with a dispatcher when she saw the baby lying on top of his father move his head. The 9-month-old was alive. Having just seen 3 people shot to death, she decided to try to save the boy. She kept a low crouch to avoid sliding into the wire as she approached, she said at a news conference on Thursday. A day after the deaths, as she grabbed the baby, she touched the father's body, but she wasn't shocked, she said. I was concerned about the baby, who recognized the woman as her neighbor's daughter. Nobody's with the baby. Well, yeah, they were all dead. A Portland Fire and Rescue spokesman, Rick Graves, praised Washington for her heroism, but confessed he didn't understand how she and the baby weren't also electrocuted. The baby was examined at hospital and is fine. We do have, fortunately, with us a toddler that is going to be able to thrive and do what they possibly can as they move forward. And they are here in part because of the heroic acts of members of our community. So, that's pretty wild, right? Yakety Sax could have been playing. If it wasn't the death of a whole family, it would have been much more funny. Sorcerer, 1977, is a good movie about explosives. Oh, hey, thanks, F-Fog. Interesting. Friedkin's remake of The Wages of Fear with Roy Scheider. Anyway, so yeah, Yakety Sax could have been playing the way that these people were just slipping and sliding and then dying. And it's just like, oh, wow. It's like, oh, my phone is trying to undo the... A truck just drove by, but it had its backup sound. Its backup siren was playing while it was driving forward. Anywho, so the kid survived. The neighbor helped. No word on what's going to happen. That kid survived and is going to be an orphan. But you know what? There's also about 20,000 babies born in Gaza, according to the UN, while the war has been going on, if you want to call it that, the genocide's been happening. The United Nations said on January 19th that thousands of babies have been born in conditions beyond belief in Gaza since the war there erupted more than 3 months ago. Spokeswoman Tess Ingram, who came back from a recent visit to the Strip, described mothers bleeding to death and one nurse who had performed emergency cesareans on 6 dead women. Nearly 20,000 babies have been born into the war that began after Hamas attacks inside Israel on October 7th. According to the UN Children's Agency, United Nations Fund, UNICEF, that's a baby born into this war every 10 minutes. Becoming a mother should be a time for celebration. In Gaza, it's another child delivered into hell. Ms. Ingram stressed the need for urgent international action. So anyway, I just thought it was an interesting juxtaposition. One is born into the, in the United States into pretty decent conditions, but then tragically their family's electrocuted because of icy sidewalks. A problem that has had many solutions, but unfortunately is hindered because of money. And you can be killed as a child for money for lots of reasons. And a Los Angeles socialite is accused of fatally plowing into 2 young boys in a crosswalk while racing her lover, a former Los Angeles pitcher, who she had drinks with earlier that day. Jury selection in Rebecca Grossman's trial began on Tuesday, but before testimony could even begin, her defense attorney is attempting to shift blame for the boys' tragic deaths to the ex-Major League Baseball player she was with, who also sped through the intersection seconds earlier. Miss Grossman, age 60, I think she should know better at that point, age 60, faces 2 counts of second-degree murder for the deaths of Mark Iskander, 11, and his brother Jacob, 8, who were killed when she struck them with her Mercedes-Benz SUV as they walked in the marked crosswalk with their mother and 5-year-old brother. Prosecutors say Ms. Grossman had been drinking cocktails at a nearby establishment with Scott Erickson before engaging in a street race through a residential neighborhood where she slammed into the 2 boys at speeds in excess of 70 miles an hour. She'd been driving behind Mr. Erickson when the crash happened on Triunfo Canyon Road, according to testimony from the county sheriff. But in court this week, defense attorney Tony Busby claimed the Los Angeles Sheriff's investigators never checked Mr. Erickson's black Mercedes SUV for damage, even though witnesses claimed they saw him drive through the marked crosswalk a few seconds before. Mr. Busby said Mr. Erickson had produced the vehicle he was driving for examination and civil litigation after the crash, but alleged the investigator took his word in a phone interview that he was driving in a 2007 Mercedes SUV at the time. He then showed a photo of a 2016 Mercedes AMG that Mr. Erickson acquired in May 2019, alleging it was the SUV he was driving that day. It's just tragic. No word yet on who will end up paying the price, but I've got a feeling those kids are just going to get paid for, like a lot of children in the United States. Human trafficking, it's wrong. Be sure and report it if you find it. Let's change the color scheme so I can see calm again. Humans may not be good at thinking while under stress. Good point. Good point. I'm sorry, I know I shouldn't make jokes about the entire family killing themselves, but maybe the infant will end up in a better home? Maybe. I hope at least that they will learn how to avoid power lines. or what to do around power lines. Quentin is an expert on Big Dumb. Publius tends to freeze up, which at least prevents dangerous sudden action. Yeah, that's true. It's not necessarily... If there's an oncoming truck, not great to freeze. But you know what? If there is a... If anything else is happening, probably a good idea. Oh, golly. Well, it's 1924 UTC, and I am cold as can be up here on the roof with the strong winds blowing. But just know, in 5 minutes and some change, we've got the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope, a fun show that airs every goddamn day right here on Anon Radio. Hey, a hawk just flew by about eye level. So, yeah, no matter where you are, when you are, the Dubious Goals Committee starts at 1930 UTC on Anon Radio. Synthesizers, dudes, lots of fun stuff. Sometimes there's tacos on Tuesday. If it's nice out, there's dudes. We can go check out some marmots and stuff. There's any number of things that could happen on the Dubious Goals Committee. So check it out every goddamn day right here on Anon Radio. Oh, Kankakee. No, I did not see news from Kankakee. Oh, okay, perfect. Oh, yeah, so we got about 5 minutes to go. Tomorrow is a step further out with Publius, so check that out. It's at the same hour, 1900. And really, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all great days to listen to non-radio all day. Just turn it on and go about your business. There's something cool happening the whole time. Go to anonradio.net to see the schedule, or you can press equal sign and com to see what's coming up. Raw oysters are blamed for poisoning 150 people in Southern California. Oysters contaminated with norovirus can cause illness if eaten raw, and potentially severe illness in people with compromised immune systems. So be careful eating raw seafood. A grieving father in Louisiana faces an $18,000 bill if he would like the remains of his to access state records of son's case. Now, matters of law should be public record, but unfortunately, a Louisiana state prosecutor declined to file a murder charge in connection with a man's drugging and robbery death in 2017, and is demanding $18,000 for the victim's grieving father to obtain public records related to the case. According to a judge, responded to the demands by filing a lawsuit Wednesday, which alleges that the office of Jefferson Parish District Attorney Paul Connick is violating state public records laws by setting such a high price. The case laid out by Robert Arthur illustrates how government agencies can purport to be prepared to release public documents, then erect another impediment to access by using cost-prohibitive pricing. Louisiana is famous for lots of cool racist shenanigans. Not cool, but inventive racist shenanigans. Tobe could use some waste heat. Oh, yeah, me too. Claudio M. pointing out dudes, simps, pips, tacos, loads of fun. Dubious. F-Fog in the house. Zero off in the house. Oh, man. Yeah, the Louisiana state government, amazing. We've only got a couple minutes, so let me give you the rest, because there's a lot of cool stuff going on. North Korea has conducted underwater nuclear systems testing. According to the state media, they say it's carried out a test of its underwater nuclear weapons system in response to drills by the U.S. and South Korea. The underwater drone, which supposedly can carry a nuclear weapon, was tested off the East Coast. There's no evidence of the test being conducted, and Seoul had earlier said the North's descriptions of the drone's capabilities were exaggerated. So, be on the lookout. We may be seeing some more underwater nuclear testing coming out of the Pacific. Let's see. Apple has removed the pulse oximeter from its Apple Watch after the court ordered that they couldn't sell it. They couldn't sell Apple Watches with it while they're fighting the patent lawsuit. Ooh, we got a guy turning left and a guy turning right at this intersection, and they're both waiting for cars that I can't see. Oh, that's why he was waiting. The car that just passed by appears to have been damaged in the front and on both sides. Oh, golly. Amazon is planning to charge for Alexa in June unless internal conflict delays revamp. If this fails to get revenue, Alexa is in trouble, a quote from an Amazon employee. Amazon needs its upcoming subscription version of Alexa to drive revenue in ways that its voice assistant never has before. Alexa. Alexa's going to start charging you money to use it, which I think is just silly. It's pretty amazing, but hey, you know what? Good luck, Amazon. Good luck. The Peregrine lander has burned up in the atmosphere. Meanwhile, let's see. SpaceX launched their Axiom mission, third Axiom mission, to the International Space Station. You remember yesterday, the Chinese had their first successful mission to their space station. And China's land space conducts their first VTVL, Victor Tango Victor Lima test, for a reusable stainless steel rocket. A Chinese startup Landspace executed a first vertical takeoff, vertical landing with a test article Friday. So this should be pretty exciting stuff. Alrighty, well, we gotta go. It's 1929 UTC, and I'm about 29 degrees right now. So I'll see you on Monday. Enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee. And, of course, Publius tomorrow.